I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love it. I love it when the left-wing media goes nuts. And that's what they did today. Newt Gingrich was on with the Maria Bartiromo yesterday on Fox News Channel, saying that the wolves will become sheep on January 4th of next year. Listen to this.
Newt, you were out with an op-ed recently titled, "The Wolves Will Become Sheep." Walk us through that op-ed and what's taking place right now in Washington.
Sure. Well, you have both with Attorney General Garland and with this select committee on January 6th, people who've run amok. They are breaking the rules. They are going after people in a way which is reminiscent of the British monarchy using closed-door systems that we outlawed deliberately because we'd seen it. We knew what it was like. And they're running over people's civil liberties. And what they need to understand is on January 4th next year, you're going to have a Republican majority in the House and a Republican majority in the Senate. And all these people who've been so tough and so mean and so nasty are going to be delivered subpoenas for every document, every conversation, every tweet, every email, because I think it's clear that these are people who are literally just running over the law, pursuing innocent people, causing them to spend thousands and thousands of dollars in legal fees for no justification. And it's basically a lynch mob. And unfortunately, the Attorney General of the United States has joined that lynch mob and is totally misusing the FBI. And I think when you have a Republican Congress, this is all going to come crashing down. And the wolves are going to find out that they're now sheep. And they're the ones who are, in fact, going to, I think, face a real risk of jail for the kind of laws they're breaking.
I just love that. And Jake Tapper, just a couple of hours ago, was talking about that and how, you know, they're threatening to jail the January 6th committee, January 6th commission. I just love this. I just love it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 231, as we check things out on area freeways right now, moderate flows down there in Henderson on the Southern Beltway right now, west at the airport connector, eastbound at Valley Verde. There was some activity there on the right shoulder before the eastern off-ramp there on 215 southbound that has moved on. Moderate flows on the 95 right now. Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour there eastbound at Decatur past the Rainbow Curve. Delays through the downtown area. You're going to have to give yourself some extra time to squeeze through those road conditions there, the bridge reconstruction. That's both directions between Main and Eastern. And road improvements tonight on the ramp, 15 South to 215 North.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball playing a ton of games in a short amount of time because of all the postponements. On Saturday, they do get the win over San Jose State 70-62. Second game in about a week where they beat San Jose State, so they get the regular season sweep. And now they're right back at tonight as they are going to match up against San Diego State in San Diego. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are in action this evening as they're going to match up against the Washington Capitals. Golden Knights go into tonight's game with a record of 24-15-2. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ. What did you think of the weekend of football in the National Football? I thought it was the best I've ever seen, and I've heard countless talking heads on cable news talking the same way. The best in the history of the game. And I tend to believe that. I had a chance to visit earlier with a guy that doesn't watch lots of sports, but he watches some. Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I told him, it's the best football of my life. And I asked him, did you see any of it?
Well, I saw the highlights, and my first thought was, I hope Kevin's okay. I'm guessing he went from down to up to down to up.
Oh,
during that Chiefs game.
Man, I tell you, you want to talk about a roller coaster ride. That was a roller coaster ride of the first order. I want to ask you, though, a lot of people, as far as that Chiefs game last night, are saying, do we need to change overtime rules in order to allow a team to lose, not just because they lost a coin toss, which is what happened to Buffalo, essentially.
Yeah, I'm going to be a bit of the contrarian here. I think actually the change they made where you have to score the touchdown is the right balance. I mean, the hard thing is you're always going to have these kind of outlier scenarios. And I just think the problem is every time you create a rule change in response to the outlier, then there's going to be an outlier before. I mean, Buffalo had a chance. You just have to stop your opponent from scoring a touchdown. And if you can't do that, that's on you. And yeah, the offenses were running hot, at least for, the last few minutes of the game, not so much the first 44 minutes of the game. But, if your defense can't stop someone from scoring a touchdown, I don't think you should be blaming the coin toss.
There you go. Okay. Fair enough. Who do you like for the Super Bowl, by the way, of the four?
I would guess the Chiefs are gonna win. I mean, it just seems like Mahomes is kind of coming to his own as a dominant NFL superstar, and you kind of always go with the best quarterback sometimes, and I would guess he's the best there. Although I guess the Rams have been kind of doing well, and maybe the Detroit the problems with Detroit is real, and Matthew Stafford is doing a lot better in LA.
I want to move on to stuff that's happened since we last talked, and of course we know that the president's social welfare agenda got blown up in the United States Senate. Kyrsten Sinema, Joe Manchin stood firm with the rest of us and with Republicans. What is the next step for things like voting rights and the filibuster? Is there a next act to this play?
Well, I don't think it's going to happen this year if there is. I mean, I think the next act in the play is Republicans take back control of the Senate and Democrats decide that they love the filibuster.
I love that. I love it. They love the filibuster.
Well, they do. I mean, it's just so amazing. I mean, it's just like you go back and it's like, that we have video of you guys talking about how, ending the filibuster is the end of democracy. But shamelessness is part of politics, and Democrats, flip flop on the filibuster certainly qualifies.
What happens to Kyrsten Sinema? I know she's going to get primaried. I don't know about Joe Manchin, but what is your sense of what's going to happen next to those two, especially within the Democrat Party?
Well, I mean, Manchin, I think, is very safe. I think every time the Democrats attack him, he's got to be, just smiling internally. I mean, there's literally no one else in the world who could win that seat as a Democrat except for Joe Manchin. So every time Democrats attack him, I think it's a good thing for him politically. Sinema, I think it's going to be harder. I mean, I think the primary challenge is real. I mean, I think she's probably one of the most interesting people in politics at this point, to go from kind of a, code pink, far left lefty to now the kind of voice of institutional sanity in the U.S. Senate. It's really interesting, but I mean, I think there's a good chance she loses the primary. Maybe Democrats, if Republicans take control of the Senate this year, they kind of have an internal effort to, well, we got to keep the incumbent because we want to maximize our chances of holding the seat. But I don't know. I think she's going to have a tough go of it.
Should she change parties? Because I think so far, Mitch McConnell has welcomed both Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema into the Republican Party. Should she change parties?
Well, I don't think she's much of a conservative or Republican. I mean, I don't think she could win a Republican primary. Certainly, I mean, she would support that voting bill, abortion rights. It's such a fascinating thing because it doesn't really play to her political advantage. Maybe if she was running this cycle and the primary was passed, but it's an interesting thing. I think she's just someone who, either believes what she believes, or maybe she thinks she can run for president, and kind of sees this as a way to appeal to moderates. And I don't know. I think she's a fascinating, you know, probably the most fascinating person in the U.S. Senate right now, because she seems to truly believe what she's doing and going from there. And maybe there's a longer-term angle politically, but, you know, at this point, it just seems like she thinks that's the right thing to do and is sticking with it.
So where is she on the political spectrum? I mean, is she a moderate? Could she qualify as a moderate?
No. I mean, I don't think she could qualify as a moderate. I mean, I guess, it's all relative, right? I mean, the Democrats have run so far to the Bernie Sanders left that, you know, the fact that she would have taken a spending bill, you know, $1.5 trillion or $1.8 trillion, I guess now makes her a moderate. But, I mean, certainly doesn't make her a moderate as of 5 years ago. I mean, you remember Obamacare. They were terrified of taking it over $1 trillion. And now here Manchin is, you know, the supposed moderate saying, well, as long as it's under 1.8, we can pass this thing with the Build Back Better bill. I mean, they both supported the voting rights bill itself. They just didn't support gutting, jutting the filibuster for it. So, I certainly don't think she's a moderate. I think what's happening right now speaks more to the extremism, in the Democrat Party than anything.
Okay, so what about Joe Biden's agenda? It blew up in his face, and a lot of people are asking the question, where's the reset? Supposedly it was going to be a reset and a big speech. We had the big speech, but I don't know that we had a reset. What did you think of the speech, first of all?
Well, I thought it was really a doubling down. I mean, I'm actually writing about this for Wednesday. I wanted to, you know, really challenge myself and think about, well, what could Biden do to kind of reset his political fortune. And I'm still kind of working through it, but I mean, the thing that's obvious is he did not see that speech or his, you know, speech and press conference Wednesday as a reset. You know, someone asked him, like, what are you going to do to change course? And he basically said, I'm going around the country and I'm talking about how great everything we've done is. It's like, that's doubling down. That's not course correction. So it's going to be interesting.
And just the idea of going around the country and bragging and taking making it kind of a victory tour. I mean, all the things that he talked about, and he spent about 45 seconds to a minute and a half trying to you know, just lay out, oh, we did this, and wages are up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The fact is, even CNN and MSNBC were fact-checking. They had to, because a lot of the stuff he talked about just flat-out wasn't true.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, right? If you want to talk about health care, you know, this is kind of Obama's thing. I mean, it wasn't popular at the time, but no one really understands the inner workings of health care policy. And, you know, if their plan was affected, well, that was a big deal. But, you know, if they were on their company's insurance plan, you know, they may not have liked it, but they didn't really understand the ins and outs of it. Well, when gas is $4 a gallon, everybody understands the in and outs of that. When you go to the grocery store and the shelves are empty, everyone says, hey, something's not right here. And so that's Biden's problem, is, you know, he's not dealing with issues that are kind of esoteric or just, you know, maybe a few people understand, or it's going to be really bad in 5 years. It is really bad right now.
Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the RJ, Joe Biden caught on a hot mic calling a reporter a stupid SOB, and he used the words, not the letters. Unbelievable. Coming up, an amazing weekend of football. We'll talk about it with gentleman Jim Dallas, and we'll find out, because he and I may have to, we may have to slug this one out. This he's a big supporter of the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm a big supporter of the Chiefs, and they collide this weekend. Ooh, it's going to be good. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's been called the best weekend of football in the history of the National Football League, not just by me, but by a lot of folks. Four games, unbelievable. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you watched it all, including your win for the Bengals.
You know, that kicked off everything, and in fine fashion, with basically an interception to save the game for the Bengals, and then a Burrow to Chase pass close enough for a 52-yard field goal for Evan McPherson to win that game at the gun. Not to be outdone on Saturday. That's when the 49ers, they rallied to beat Green Bay. They blocked a field goal, then they blocked a punt, scored a touchdown, and then that set up a 45-yard field goal by Robbie Gould to, again, at the gun, win the game, and not to be outdone by the GOAT and the Rams. And, of course, Tom Brady's team was down 27-3. He brings them back and literally ties the game at 27. Not to be outdone, Matthew Stafford stepped up with 42 seconds left, threw a bomb to Cooper Kupp, who really legitimately should be considered for the most valuable player this year in the NFL, the wiry wide receiver, and that set up a 30-yard winner at the gun. That is, and again, that was the winning points were scored with no time left in the fourth quarter in three of those finishes, and that's the most in an entire postseason, let alone a single weekend. And then the Bills-Chiefs game came along, Kevin, which you saw with friends, and so did I. It was just amazing. 13 seconds left. They're down by 3 points. Mahomes, he nails a couple of passes, one to Hill, the other to a star tight end, Travis Kelce, gets them close enough to tie the game, take it into overtime, then go down the field and score a touchdown. It was the most incredible football weekend I have seen, and I've been watching football since I was 8 years old.
Wow. Wow. And let me just ask you, I've only got a minute. Should they change the overtime rule?
You know, I think less is more. They changed the rule for a reason a few years ago. If you remember, it used to be sudden death overtime. So even if you kicked a field goal in overtime, that was considered, okay, the game was settled and we gave everybody a chance, when they really didn't. So they modified that. And if Kansas City would have scored a field goal, that would have given the Bills an opportunity to at least tie it and continue on in that 15-minute overtime period, which was 5 minutes more than an overtime in a regular season game, which is only 10 minutes. So I like the rule the way it is. It's just not fair the way that game went, because we knew the way it was going, the last team that has the ball is probably going to win the game.
Yeah, and should the whole notion of kicking a field goal versus a touchdown, as they do in college, would that make that much of a difference if you changed it to the college way?
And you know, I think they made the right compromise by if a team does kick the field goal, you give the other team an opportunity to either tie it with another field goal or to win it with a touchdown. It just happened to be the Bills just couldn't. They couldn't stop Patrick Mahomes.
I know. It was great. What a game. And it sets up Cincinnati and the Chiefs this Sunday at noon.
Oh, we'll talk about that.
I know we will. Stick around. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all